The Christmas story is about journeys. It is the story of a young expectant mother traveling to Bethlehem with her husband to pay taxes. It is the story of the Magi following the stars in search of a king, and of humble shepherds taking leave of their sheep to find a Savior wrapped in cloth in a manger. And so it is for all of us. The birth of Christ marks the beginning of the journey to Easter and our personal journey from brokenness to wholeness. For those who choose to listen, the Christmas story transforms each of us into a traveler on the road to reconciliation, redemption, and hope. Our personal journey has taken us to many places only God could have imagined, from the windswept plains of North Dakota reservations to the sugarcane fields of South Florida, from a barrio in the desert southwest to the hollows of Appalachia and the streets of inner city Washington, D.C. Along the way, we were blessed with a decade at Fredericksburg Baptist Church, where we were nurtured, supported, challenged, and uplifted. In 2002, we were humbled to have been asked to share some stories of our journey with our fellow parishioners during Advent season. And this year, we are equally humbled to share these stories with our friends at Tabernacle Baptist Church. In the pages of this devotional, you will hear the stories of those we have come to know as we have traveled. Stories from our work with Native Americans, migrant farm workers, elderly persons, and the homeless men and women and children we have come across. Many of the people we will introduce to you on the pages ahead have had very difficult lives. Most have overcome incredible odds and openly share their stories. Others are more reticent, desiring to put the past behind them and grasp their new futures of hope. In order to ensure that we did not compromise anyone's privacy, we have changed some of the details. Additionally, to make it easier for our readers and listeners, and for the writers, we have chosen to refer to God as He, even though it is our belief that God encompasses both masculinity and femininity. All scripture references, unless otherwise indicated, are taken from the Bible in today's English version, commonly known as the Good News Bible. A number of the readings make reference to Christ House, a medical recovery facility with 24-hour nursing coverage for homeless and formerly homeless men and women. Christ House is an all-encompassing ministry with a social work department, a substance abuse recovery program, a worshiping congregation, and a staff who live in community on site. Kairos House is a companion ministry nearby where former Christ House patients committed to recovery live in community. Christ House is located in the Adams Morgan neighborhood of Washington, D.C., and was part of the Church of the Savior's family of ministries. The Church of the Savior is now a scattered community of independent churches. As we journey toward the destination of Christmas, we must recognize that this journey is only preparation for a longer one. Christ invites you on a longer journey into the life of your community to tell the story of Jesus and reach out to a hurting world. It is our prayer that through our stories you will hear the Christmas story in a different way this year, and the people we introduce you to challenge you to invest your lives even more in the ministry at Tabernacle Baptist Church and in the community as a whole. We are called to drink deeply from the heart of Christ so that we, the church, can become a home for the lonely and the crust of this earth. Christ puts into the arms of his church the suffering and the hungry of this world so that they may heal us, call us down from our pedestals of power and wealth, and lead us into the wisdom of the Beatitudes. Please come with us as we travel to Christmas. Fred and Jenny Karnas.
Hello, this is Sterling Severns, pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church. Just wanted to take a brief moment to thank Jenny and Fred Karnas, alongside Ryan Corbett, Tabernacle pianist extraordinaire and owner of the Westwood Music Club. We'll be using Ryan's music alongside Fred and Jenny's words to carry us through the entire season. Hope you all have a fantastic rest of the day and hope to see you on Sunday.